Good morning, and welcome back to the Oakland Radio Program here on WKAC. I'm Caleb White, member of the Oakland Church of Christ, and we're continuing our study looking at the Word of God this week. Yesterday, we talked about how we asked the question, who's driving the bus? And we looked at two passages from Mark chapter 4 and then from Matthew chapter 14 and how the storms came down and the disciples were fearful of their lives and how Jesus was in control the whole time. And how we as Christians, and if you're not a Christian, how we seem to think we've got everything in control, and how the storms of life just kind of beat down on us and we lose sight of who's in control, and that's Jesus Christ, and how we need to keep our eyes focused on Jesus and remain faithful unto Him. Over the next couple of days, we're going to be looking at some of the same things, and we're going to talk about faith and works. And if you have your Bibles, and you'll turn to Hebrews chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7, we're going to notice a passage here talking about Noah, Hebrews 11 being that great chapter of the great people of faith. Verse 7 in Hebrews 11 says that by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. We want to note here in this passage that what how Noah is depicted as. One, there's three things that happen to Noah. One, he's thinking. We know this because he says that he believed and he gave thought to the warning and heeded the warning from God. Number two, there's an act of feeling there. He felt godly fear, as it talks about there in verse 7. And then through his thinking and through his feeling, he acted upon those two things. It talks about here that he prepared the ark. And some of the things that we need to recognize is that through that thinking, feeling, and acting, that all three of these are involved when it comes to our service to God. And we also need to realize that none of them is of any value without the others. You know, we can't act without thinking or having a feeling. And that's where faith and works comes in. And then we also can recognize that while each has its proper place, each one can be given improper emphasis. And we're going to look at that today when it comes about talking about giving improper emphasis to thinking. When we think about thinking today, thinking is given improper emphasis when one depends on his own reasoning rather than God's revelation. When we start thinking that we've got it all figured out, that's when we start getting ourselves into trouble. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be completely, thoroughly equipped for every good work. You know, some claim make no claim to even following the Bible, and that they seek just to decide for their own reasoning on what is right or what is wrong or what's truth or what's error. And when they do this, or when we do this at times, it makes us to where we think that ourselves are God. And when we do that, the results can be tragic. We read in Jeremiah 10:23 read about how that man cannot direct his own steps. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. And then another result could be that man's ways sometimes lead to death, as we read about in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12. Naaman, in 2 Kings chapter 5, we can turn there. 2 Kings chapter 5, we know the story of Naaman. 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. Naaman had his own ideas when it came to how he was going to be healed from his leprosy. When Elisha tells him what to do to go dip in the river Jordan, verse 11 says that, but Naaman became furious and went away and said, indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out of me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy. Are not the Abana and the Pharpar rivers, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. We see here that he became furious because it wasn't what he had in mind to heal himself. Another example, that many openly express disagreement with those parts of the Bible that are contrary to their thinkings. We know there's differences in when we think about the Lord's Supper, musical instruments, marriage, divorce, and remarriage, or church discipline. And then Others are not so vocal, and they just try to get around the things with which they disagree. And we can't do that. We can't just think for ourselves. We got to take the Word of God as it is, apply it to our lives, take it for what it says, and live it out. And don't think for ourselves, but just take the Word of God and think on those things. That's all the time that we have for today. Tomorrow we'll look at thinking in the proper manner. Hope everyone has a great day. Thank you.